Bobby?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything, right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Home the wrong kind of soap.
Oh, one soap is as good as another.
Well, if that isn't just like a husband. Look, when I say I want Dove, I want Dove.
What's so special about this Dove?
Plenty. Why, Dove does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything.
You mean this one soap does everything?
Sure. It's a new kind of granulated soap. It's lucky for you there is a Dove.
Lucky for me?
I'll say. Just take your work shirts. Don't you know you get them streaked with grease at that munitions factory?
Well, gee, honey, I'm
but
sorry,
Dove
I didn't...
handles them like a charm. I don't have any hard scrubbing to do.
That's swell.
Well, I've never used a soap that gets them clean easier than Dove.
Well, they're clean, all right.
And besides your wartime work clothes, there's my white pieces. You know, you leave the towels just black with that factory dirt when you clean up.
Oh, but I can't help getting dirty.
No,
but
you can help me by remembering to get Dove. You want me to have really white washes, don't you?
Of course.
Well, as long as I use Dove, I'm sure there's not a whiter line of clothes in the neighborhood than mine. If you only knew how good it makes me feel to see my linens and towels come out so sparkling white.
Well, honey, I didn't.
And that's not all. Dove is safer for my rayon slips and nicer colored washables, too.
You can't expect me to know that.
Well, you know we have to make such clothes last longer in wartime. And with Dove, those precious colors stay bright much longer. In fact, the storekeeper said Dove is much better for colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
Okay, darling, you win. I'll bring you Dove next time, so help me. Remember, friends, Dove isn't just an improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. So change to Dove, D-U-Z, because even in the toughest wartime wash, Dove does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Even though Sammy is in the Army now, the love affair that he almost had with Emma and the trouble that came out of it still remains. Mikey told Mr. Goldberg that Sammy was nearly trapped into the wrong kind of a future by Emma. And now that Sammy is out of it, now that he knows what Emma is, the thing for Jake to do is to get Emma out of the house. Meanwhile, Emma told Molly that she and Sammy were in love with each other. It's supposed to be a secret. And now Emma is warning Molly, only to protect herself in the lie she just told. Listen.
Mrs. Goldberg, if Sammy didn't say to you anything about us...
Take the phone, Emma, dear, please. I don't want to have to talk with answers and questions now.
Hello?
Just a minute.
What is it?
It's Mary Foote. I don't want her to ask me about Bruce Handley. Sammy wouldn't want me to go out with him.
So say 1 minute.
Just a minute. Yes? Yes, this is Emma.
Forgive me.
Don't say anything about us. About Sammy and me, please.
Hello? Hello, Mary? Yeah, this is me. Mrs. Goldberg. Yes, darling. We just recently got back from Pennsylvania Station. And why? Yes. Yes, well, under the circumstantial evidence, I'm very well. Yeah. Well, I have many things I want to discuss with you and all the women in the village, Mary dear, but not just now. Better let it be anon. Yeah. Soon. Yeah. What? Yeah, that was Emma. Well, she...
Didn't say anything.
Bruce?
Well, just say that I can't go out with him anymore.
Well, I don't think that Emma... Well, just 1 minute, Mary dear. Just 1 minute. Emma, why can't I just say that you and Sammy...
No, please, because...
All right. Mary, sometime soon, darling, I'll pull myself together and we'll converse. All right? All right, dear. Yeah, well, I'm not putting anything in the jar this week. I think I'll start next week. I'll feel better. Yeah. All right, dear. All right. Bye. Sugar, please, Emma.
Mrs. Goldberg, if Sammy didn't say to you anything about us...
All right, Emma, darling. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know. But what is Emma to know? You love Sammy, and Sammy loves you. Is that something to hide?
If Sammy wanted...
All right, Emma, darling. All right.
You're not angry?
No, Emma, dear.
Well, we didn't tell you because...
What does it matter why?
I didn't think you would want me. I didn't think I was good enough for Sammy.
He loves you. That's good enough for me.
When you write to Sammy, so don't say anything. When he comes home, he'll tell you. Please. Promise.
That's the way you wanted him?
Please. That's the way Sammy wanted it. And that's why he told me not to tell anyone, not even you, about us. But when I saw how you felt and how you were feeling with Sammy gone, and I knew this was my family, too. I wanted you to know how close I am to you. And so I'm telling you. But you mustn't tell anyone else.
Why shouldn't everybody know, Emma?
Please, I promise, Sammy. And not until he returns on his first furlough, please. I promise.
All right, Emma.
And not to Mr. Goldberg either. And Mikey, please.
All right. You fixed the barn door, Jake, dear.
As well as possible, without an answer.
Oh. Just sit down, darling. Sit down. More hot tea, Jake, dear. Mikey, you'll swallow a glass of milk.
No, I don't think so, thanks.
A cookie, Jake?
Anything.
Very well. Emma, dear, in the cupboard I have cookies. Especially begged them for Sammy, and in the excitement I forgot them.
I'll get them.
You wouldn't know where, darling. You wouldn't know where.
Fine.
When I make special cookies, I have a special place. I put in the shelf on the top of the little
box. Mr. Goldberg, don't say anything to Mrs. Goldberg.
I wouldn't. But I want Emma out. She's got to leave. If such is the case, she's got to go. Such lies, such intrigues, such maneuvers.
Just be smart, Mr. Goldberg.
I hired her, and I can fire her.
Just tell Mrs. Goldberg, in times like these, you just can't afford to keep a maid, that's all.
Jake, do you feel like a piece of cheese?
I feel like anything you want, dear. And Uncle David also knew what was going on?
Yes,
and all Emma's sweet girls.
She's dangerous.
That Sammy didn't confide in me.
That's not easy.
But her father.
I was here, that's why.
And all this was going on under my nose, and I was blind.
What's the difference? It's over, and Sammy told her it was over.
But my kid...
It was kid stuff, as far as Sammy was concerned. You don't have to worry about that.
There are women and women in the world.
Emma, darling, why don't you go to bed, dear? It's late, and you look very tired. I will. Do that, darling. Do that. And if you can open the window, the little
window,
dear, call me. I will do stuff for you, dear.
All right.
All right, darling. Dear, dear, I sliced you today. Cheese, Mikey?
No, thanks.
You're tired, Mikey. Go expire, dear.
Yeah, I think I will. Good night.
Good night, Mikey. You'll write to Sammy, Mikey.
Yeah, I will.
Letters and letters. Huh, Mikey? Sammy said I should write myself. Even if my spelling is null and void.
Molly, dear, don't cook yourself in such a little pot. Your spelling may not be grammatical, but it's legible.
Legible. Good night, darling, because you need blankets, dear. Because the night is blowing now. Take the little blue one I have on the shelf. In your room in the closet, open the door.
All
yes,
right,
dear?
Right.
Take it, darling. Take it. Oh, tired, Jake?
Slightly.
Sugar?
Please.
Good night. Oh, good night, Emma.
Good night, Mr. Goldberg.
Good night. She has to go, Molly.
What do you mean, Jake?
Emma has to leave. I can't afford a maid. She'll find another job. You got used to her, I know. But in times like this, Molly, everything we have for the surplus has to go into bounds. All right, Molly?
No.
Know what?
Know what you were saying.
Bounce?
No, Emma.
Emma what?
She's staying.
She's not staying.
She's staying, Jake.
And I say she's not staying, Molly.
There's a good reason for her staying, Jake.
There is a better reason for her to go.
There can be no better reason for her to go than to stay.
Don't pull my tongue, Molly. I didn't want to have to tell you that, but... Mikey?
What do you want, Mikey?
Mikey!
Jake, what do you want, Mikey?
Mikey, tell Mrs. Goldberg why Emma has to leave.
Mr. Goldberg.
Let me first better tell you why she has to stay.
Why?
Because Emma's the girl Sammy loves.
Who told you that? Sammy?
No. Emma told me.
Just how Molly can be told the truth without starting the whole affair of Emma's lies and counter-lies going again, just how it can be done without letting Sammy know, is Mikey's problem. And the Goldbergs. You know, I guess a lot of you ladies are having trouble with those halfway soaps for dishes. I mean bar soaps, because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they're short on safety for your hands. Well, you can be sure there's nothing halfway about New Does, because this new kind of granulated soap has everything you want for dishes. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Yes, this same Does that does everything in your wash goes all the way on dishes, too. Just notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. In fact, not one of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps can give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster or easier than Does, and you don't have to do any hard scouring to cut even the toughest grease. Just let those busy suds tell you how really different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Mikey tries to get Emma out of the picture. And Emma maneuvers another place for herself in the Goldberg house. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. Wash.